sometimes I forget perfection is nonsense. It's just the way it is. Life gets rough around the edges. Peace is just a perspective shift away. And Rebecca, Emily, and Kate are here to help. This is Mom struggling well. Cause we're all in this together. Just Mom struggling well.
Welcome back, friends. You are listening to the Mom Struggling Well podcast. This is the podcast that helps you love your actual life so you don't need to run away from home. We believe perfection is nonsense and peace is a perspective shift away.
Today we're going to talk about entertainment.
That could be, it's a broad topic and I'm excited about it.
Are you?
I'm excited to see where it takes us. My eyes are really wide. I think excited in this case means scared. Before we get into that, I just want to talk about who's winning over on Patreon. This might be entertaining.
Name-wise.
Name-wise, who's winning?
This is my favorite.
I will tell you the runners-up. How about that? I will say that Rebecca's, because I know you're going to ask and you want to know.
I am.
Y'all are at 12.
Okay.
Next, Emily's. Y'all are at 13.
Yes!
Ladies, find two more Rebeccas.
Emily's. 13 is not a lucky number. We all know this. Let's get our heads in the game.
Y'all aren't even close because I gotta tell you that the Katies and the Jens, well, Catherines, the versions of Catherine, and there are a lot, are at 20.
Listen, here's the thing. You need to pick which name you are going to associate yourself with. You can't be Catherine, Katie, Kate, Katani, Katrina. You can't be all of those. Okay,
I took out some of those. I took out some that were stretches, but begrudgingly, I let in a Kathy.
That's not the same.
So Kathy's not count?
No.
Kathy's are not the same as Katie's. Or I get all the Amy's.
Yeah, and I get the Rachel's and the Rosies and
Rosie, because there's a ton of Rosies.
I put a question mark by Kathy because I'm just a little, I don't want to make anyone feel bad, but I'm anti-Kathy's because I get called Kathy and I don't think it counts.
It doesn't count.
Okay. Yeah, Kathy doesn't count.
If Kathy doesn't count, then the Catherines are at 19. I let in an Emmy to the Emily's. I let in an Emma and I let in an Emmeline.
Okay, what are you letting into the Rebeccas?
Y'all don't have any variations. You are only Rebecca, some with different spellings.
Reba? Are there any Rebas?
No Rebas.
Can I have the Marys as well? The Marys and the Rebeccas.
Well, that's not fair.
Well, it's not fair, number one, because you just sprung it on me. And I don't know the Marys at this time.
She needs to crunch those numbers. No, you can't have the Marys because you don't go by Mary. Nobody knows your name is Mary but us because it's your Skype name. I'm looking at it right now.
And we didn't even find that out after we formed an LLC with you.
Oh, wow. That was bad.
You had that one in your back pocket deep.
Yeah.
I'd like to get into the real meat and potatoes of it.
Of my name?
Nope. We're past that, unfortunately. I can't even believe that was a thing we really had to get into. The Jens, the Jennifers, and the Jennies are at 20. But the real winners are the Sarahs.
Okay.
At 24. What? And I'm adding in Sarah Ann Sanders because she's like the Australian version of a Sarah.
Yeah, that counts. It's better than Kathy being included in the Katies.
Kathy Breimeyer, I just want to say, it's a lovely name.
It's just not Katie.
It's not Katie.
So you're kicked out. Thanks for being a patron.
All of that to say thank you, guys. Yes, that's what we were getting to. Thanks, y'all. Mm-hmm. Back to entertainment. Emily, take it away.
The problem with this.
Please.
Go ahead.
What's the problem you're having?
None of us feel like we're very fun or do anything for entertainment. So this is hard.
This is hard.
I have some things to say.
Oh, good.
I feel like I can contribute. Guys, just sit at my feet and learn from me.
We told you to take it away.
We just finished Monk last night.
The whole series?
Yes. The last two episodes were really some plot twists. It was good. So watch one TV show. Psych is good. Monk is good. Psych, they say suck it a lot. And so we had to tamp down the suck it at our house afterwards.
And what did that conversation look like?
What does it even mean? Mm-hmm. Ask your dad.
Okay. And did he go into it?
I don't remember. Okay. I blacked out. But so Psych is good, and so is Monk.
I have something to add to that. So I think I probably got this idea from you, but I've decided, you know how we're doing screen-free school days? I have decided that at the end of screen-free school days, we can all sit down and watch a show right before bedtime. It's a bribery thing. Brush your teeth, get your jammies on, pack your lunch, all of that. If it's all done, we can watch a show. I pick it because if you argue about, like, it's that's not going to work. So I did a poll on Instagram. I gathered resources and of all like family shows that my kids would like. And we started the Mysterious Benedict Society on Disney. Yeah. I think it's Disney. It is so good. So good.
All right.
It's based on a book series. Have you guys read or heard of the book series or anything?
Owen was obsessed with that show. He listened to audiobooks, and that show seemed very well done.
Oh my gosh. It is well made. It's really interesting to watch it now, too, because the plot is like there's this emergency going on that's making everyone scared, and the media has something to do with it. It feels very applicable to 2021. Like you could change the emergency to the pandemic. And we've had some really interesting, Jonah and I mostly have had some really interesting discussions about it. I'm enjoying it. And that is important to me.
Yeah.
So highly recommend that one.
Does it have computer generated talking animals? Because I can't.
No, it doesn't. They beg to watch another one, and that's when you know you've got a good one, and you just have to hold strong that they can't watch it after school. They can't watch it because you've got to have that bribe for
it's true.
The end of the day.
And like you said, great discussions come of it, which is not something I thought. Like, I thought it was such a waste of time, and we should be playing Uno and, you know, doing discussion questions. And my husband's like, no, this actually counts.
It really does. I actually have been feeling guilty because you know how I like to read to my kids, like read chapter books. Mm. I have not been able to find a good time to pick that back up since having Maisie. And I was feeling really guilty about it until last night. I was like, this kind of is replacing my read alouds. Like, we're watching a quality show together. That's a storyline. We're going to have the same inside jokes just from watching a show instead of reading a book, you know, or like.
It's true.
So I agree. It took the pressure off me to get back into those read alouds.
That's so good. I love that you want to have inside jokes with your family. That's adorable.
This episode is brought to you in part by Prep Dish. Speaking of problem solved, if you have ever wanted to try meal planning, you can do it for free for 2 weeks using our code MSW. Meal prepping makes me feel like a winner, right? And I'm so happy I did it all week long. Allison and her team have created 3 different types of meal plans that you can choose from. Every one of them is based on whole food, so you really can't go wrong. What you do is you download or print your weekly grocery list. You shop for exactly what you need to make your meals for the entire week. You come home, you follow these simple instructions on how to prep for that week of meals. And Allison has laid this out in the fastest and simplest of ways. During the week at dinner time, you simply heat, eat, and enjoy those healthy meals. So there are 3 things I really like about Prep Dish. I can order groceries online. It takes me about 10 minutes to shop for groceries for the entire week because that list is already created for me. I also love that I'm making foods for my family. They're healthy and they're brainless for me. Finally, I love prep day. I get in my cooking zone, I listen to music, and I find that it's one of my favorite parts of the week. Oh, I just thought of a 4th thing. All week, I'm happy that I prepped those meals because my weeknights are so much easier. Head to prepdish.com/MSW today to get 2 free weeks of meal plans from Prep Dish. That's prepdish.com/MSW for 2 free weeks and let them help you today.
Okay, so something else that's entertaining and really fun and makes you seem like the fun mom, it's like a snippet of a yes day, is if you're in charge, there's just nothing really going on that minute, and you go, let's go to Sonic. And they are like, what? And then in my mind, I'll already decide whatever they ask for. I'll say yes, which I don't usually. So if you're always a fun mom, then that's not going to be as exciting. But can I also get yes, 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 yes. Anyway, so it's like a $15 yes moment.
Yeah, I like the yes moment instead of a yes day. That feels really doable for me.
Yeah.
And you get to pick the moment and they don't know it's coming. So it's just as exciting and it's in your budget because you chose it.
Yeah, you chose the place. That's really good.
But I wouldn't recommend going to the one right next to the high school right when high school gets out.
Oh, gosh.
They're going to see some entertaining things. Something that I think is super entertaining that got me through the hardest part of lockdown is people watching at the beach. I love people watching, or even at a Starbucks, which I couldn't do for a while, but it's one of my favorite things to do. I think that I'm going there to have interrupted time and make sure that I'm studying or editing.
Uninterrupted.
Uninterrupted. But really, I'm just watching everybody.
Yeah. It's true. Airports are fun for the people watching, too, except you can't just go to an airport to people watch.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't recommend it. When I worked at Starbucks, I was always trying to figure out people's like relationship dynamics, even if, I mean, I'm really far away. I'm making drinks behind a counter, but I'm like, first date, probably. Or, oh, they're just here after church. They're just friends. I love figuring that kind of stuff out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel nervous when I see people, and I'm sure it's a first date. Then I start getting all, ooh, what do I do with my hands? Yeah. I'm so glad I'm over dating. Okay, so your husbands get taken away by aliens. Okay. Do you start dating?
100%, because I'm always having dreams that I'm dating. And I'm like, this is fun. I'm married. What about you?
I always have dreams that I'm really lonely and I'm not dating. Oh. But I'm not. But I forget I'm married. In my dream, I'm not married.
Yeah.
Are you guys just trying to make me say this again? That I always have dreams that I'm cheating? Remember this?
Yes.
So you would date because you kind of are already.
But in real life, not in a dream.
Yeah, he's no longer there.
Here's the thing. I will need somebody. It could be a full-time nanny. I don't care.
I have needs, and they're childcare related.
So this is business.
This is a business relationship.
You are such a business woman.
I don't know how to pay them. That gets tricky.
Pretty simple. I mean, we said married. Oh, wait, no, we did say dating.
Dating.
Would you date?
Okay, sorry. I went to marriage.
So Katie would definitely date.
I think it would take me a while, but maybe. Neil listens to this podcast. Neil, do you want me to date if you get abducted by aliens?
That's funny, because Katie and I can say whatever we want. Our husbands don't care.
They don't care. You know, Big Boy did say he's going to listen in on that crepe conversation because he wants to relive it. My most embarrassing moment from Patreon last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That was the best story that we've ever had on this podcast.
I got a headache from laughing so hard, like trying to laugh quietly.
He said he told his roommates and he had such a great time retelling it. I said, yeah, I actually told it on the podcast today as well. He's like, I'm going to be listening to that one.
Tell them it's $10 a month.
This is something that I find entertaining that I'd like to bring back is magazines, magazine subscriptions. I used to get Cooking Light magazine when I first got married. I really loved their recipes and I loved getting that magazine. But Real Simple, I like that magazine. And I kind of want to bring them back. And I like even looking at a People magazine to see what's going on in people's like styles. But I only ever look at them old ones when I'm getting my hair done. But I could get a magazine subscription. Like, that's a thing that I can do.
They still do them.
Some man recently started a magazine subscription and it comes to our house. I don't know who it is. But so now we get People magazine.
You do? Do you ever look at them?
Lane looks at them. I like Cooks Illustrated.
Okay, what's it like?
It is a cooking magazine, but from a scientific perspective, they go, we want to make the best, you know, whatever, chicken pot pie. And so then they try all these kind of different ones, and then they test. So, but it's scientific, like if they're going to do a souffle, or if they're going to make the best fried chicken, or the best this, that, they try lots of different ways and tell you the best way, even as easy as scrambled eggs and stuff like that. So I really like that because I'm always interested in doing it the best.
Yes. And the science behind it is so interesting.
Mm-hmm. And they explain all the things they did. And then they have people test them and then they find the best. And so I like Cooks Illustrated. Now that makes me... That's really fun because Eric really likes cooking too. Maybe we need to get a Cooks Illustrated magazine for entertainment.
Mm-hmm. There is something fun about flipping through a magazine. it's nostalgic a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
You have to actually sit down to do it, though. That's my problem.
Yeah. Do you guys get magazine subscriptions for your kids?
I got a horse one for Lane, and then I think it came to Katie's house for a year or something.
Yeah, I was like, I got a horse magazine for Lane. I think it was because it was Christmas and you wanted it to come to my house for Christmas, but then it just came to my house all the time.
Every month.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I did it again, and it did work.
Okay.
I think she likes it okay. I don't know. She has a phone now, so. But I'm telling you, as far as that goes, we have the Pinwheel phone, and the only apps are creative apps, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
So update on your Pinwheel phone. It's going well, and you like it?
Yeah, it's going really well. You can't get social media. You can't get the internet. You can't have Netflix. But you can have music, which she really likes music. You can have books to read. You can have audiobooks.
Mm.
You can have Duolingo, like the language learning app.
All right.
So. How do they decide which apps you can have on there?
So there's a interface that the parents have, and they offer several apps. And then I can decide which apps are on her phone and turn them on or off.
That's cool.
But not every app, like Netflix isn't an option and the internet's not an option. No social media.
Okay.
I mean the internet, but not a browser.
Okay. That's cool.
You had asked a question. Do we get, magazines for our kids? Used to get highlights, but they're over it.
Yeah. We get Clubhouse, which is a Focus on the Family magazine.
Okay.
Which Jonah's over that now, but Clara and Corbin still like that. And we get, I think it's National Geographic Kids.
Oh, that'd be a good one. Oh.
My mom does the subscriptions for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so they just come. I like when those come because I'm like, it feels like a Kiwi crate. Like, here's something to do now that's not like a screen.
Yeah.
I think I want to do the National Geographics.
For kids? Yeah.
It's good.
For getting kids off screens recently, I have been spending a lot of time in my garage trying to get boxes unpacked and just play adult Tetris with my life. And if I go out there, they will get off screens and like follow me out there. And this has been happening lots of evenings. So I think that I want to put a swing on my front porch, or I want to put a picnic bench, big boys against it. But I want a place where the kids can come because there's a huge, I've got a spot that's ready for a table. I want a place where kids can come. I want a place where I can go out there and then they can gravitate out there. They played basketball for like an hour last night. I'm like, what's happening? And all it took was me going outside.
I have heard that. Mary Van Geffen, who is one of my favorite follows on Instagram for parenting, which I'm going to interview her coming up, but she says that. She's like, you want your kids to go outside yourself.
Mm.
I often just want to be like, go do something creative and artsy. But if you start doing it, they're gonna do it too. Mm. And then you can shimmy yourself out of the situation.
I think sometimes we think we need, like, I personally think I need alone time. That's why I need you to go.
Yeah.
But the other day, Porter had the day off school, and so he, of course, planned the entire day for me to do things with him. But I said, okay, pick one. He picked one. He picked drawing. And so we just did a still life drawing of a, my husband has one of those drawing things that you can pose. It's like a wooden man.
Oh, yeah.
So he posed it doing that, whatever, Fortnite dance move.
Is that a dab? No, dab is like that or something.
I don't know how to do it. I'm probably doing it wrong. But anyway, he posed it in his favorite Fortnite dance move and we drew it. And sometimes I think doing something creative can be as restorative as the time you think you need alone. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So drawing with him was just as nice as I would have felt like being alone was. So sometimes you can be with your kids if you're doing something that you like and you're not like, oh, get away from me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because you can't always get that alone time.
Claire and I really like those. They're kind of like adult coloring books, but they're color by number. But like complicated color by numbers.
Mm.
And so we'll sit down and do those next to each other. And you're right. That's like, it helps me. I enjoy that. But then she feels like I'm hanging out with her, you know?
Yeah.
And so smart. I never thought about that.
Have you seen those things? They do them a lot at my work. They're like gems that you put on.
Yes.
Yeah. Diamond painting or something, I think is the name.
Yeah. Diamond art. You can get them at Michael's. And it's like you're sticking diamonds into basically a wax-covered color-by-number paper.
Yeah.
That's relaxing.
Mm-hmm.
They look really cool, too, when they're done.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, Rebecca, where you get the color-by-numbers that you do.
I think just Amazon. There's one that we have that's like a parent child. It's not color by number, but it is a coloring book where it opens a long way. So you know how most things open like hamburger. Mm-hmm. This one opens hot dog.
Love that.
And it's opposite. So there's a parent coloring side and it's a little more complicated. And then on the other side, she can sit across from me at the table. There's the kid coloring side. And so we can, and I think there's a Bible verse on it too. I'll get you the name, Katie, so you can put it in the show notes. But it's really, that's a fun one because it's, you know, made for this.
Yes. I love that idea. Something that I have done by accident is eliminate the coffee table. And it's allowing a lot more space to have something maybe on the TV that's not like a straight up show that they're super interested in. And then have them, they're like rolling around on the ground or pulling out coloring books and stuff. And I think I'm going to keep it that way.
Nice.
I really enjoy not having a coffee table because there's more space for them to do stuff. So I just got some end tables and I'm liking it. Everyone is more entertained because they're able to move around more.
Yeah, you've made the space. Think about the space of your home. And is that conducive for entertainment? Like, I like people who have a designated puzzle table. So like if you love puzzles in your family, they get like the tall ones if you have little kids, like the tall bar stool tables that are round and they have a puzzle going at all times. Like, I don't know where I would put that, but I like that idea.
Yeah.
You know?
And you can even put them on those things that you can roll a puzzle up and put it away.
Yeah, that's true too.
So you could be a puzzle person without, I just don't like things out all the time.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah.
So on the show, we love to talk about struggling well, right? One of the most downloaded episodes is one where the title is simply Mom Anger. So that tells me that I'm not the only one in the world who gets angry. We also love talking about how we address our own mental health issues and how it starts with us, right? Taking care of our mom brains is very important. The Mama Zen app can be very helpful and you can use it before you lose it. Do you get it? Love it. And I've actually avoided some nasty feelings and impatience when I've used it. If you're experiencing any of these things, anger, anxiety, if you're a yeller, you gotta download the Mama Zen app. Mama Zen will teach you how to deal with your kids' difficult behavior with a little more love and patience. After you download it, Mama Zen's gonna create a personalized program that fits your motherhood journey. It's easy to use. You just pop in your headphones, close your eyes, and listen. You're probably wondering, how does it work though? And is it actually gonna work for me? Well, you don't need to use it daily to get results. Just once or twice a week will help you struggle well. They have Mind Power sessions that are super short, just 2 to 18 minutes long. Mama Zen also has super short emergency sessions for when you are hiding in the closet because you simply cannot any longer. Kids are going to be wild. Stressful situations are going to come up. This is just a good resource to have in your back pocket. I really want you to try Mama Zen and let's all just see how much better we can feel as moms. Go to your app store or Google Play and download Mama Zen today. That's M-A-M-A-Z-E-N. Right now, you can use promo code MSW. That code will unlock your free trial so you can try Mama Zen for yourself. Mama, your mental and emotional well-being is the most important thing for you, your kids, and your family. Don't postpone it any longer.
What about board games? We just got this board game called What the Meme? What's the Meme?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you heard of this one?
I have it. Is it kid-friendly?
I have the family edition.
Oh.
So I can't remember is that the name of it? But it is the family edition. So you like put this meme up, this photo. It's like apples to apples. And then you have to go through your card deck and say which saying associates with that meme. The kids love it, Jonah and Clara. Corbin's doesn't quite get it. He's kind of too young to understand what memes are and like what makes them funny, but that's a fun one. And it's quick. I need quick games to play with my kids.
Yes, you don't have to sit down, talk about rules and pieces and you sit here.
Yeah.
Yes, there's a card game. It's one deck of cards, 4 different games. They're all ridiculous drawings on them that are very funny, so they get the kids' attention, but there's 4 different games in it. So the kids can each say, I want to play this one, I want to play this one. So then you've got 2 games set up, you've done the games, everybody picks something.
Is it Picturica?
Yes, Picturica. Mom got it for both of us, didn't she?
Yes, I've never done it. And how old your kids are? 13 and 8? 9?
9. And they're hysterical pictures. They are like drawn so funny and funky.
Okay.
Oh, I see it.
It's finding associations between pictures, one of the games is. And so the kids can interpret, well, I mean, this guy probably has hair on his arms, but you can't see it because he has long sleeves on, but that's what it is. So then there's a lot of arguing about, like, you know, like we just did with whether or not Kathy is Katie. You
know? Oh, that's good. There's this game my kids love called Throw Throw Burrito.
Yes.
I can't stand that game. Here's the thing. One of my friends who listens to this, her brother-in-law created the game. So Liz, I love the game. My kids love the game. I cannot have that game played inside my house.
Yeah.
It is chaotic. It is loud. So what I've done is they play it in the trampoline, which is so, they have a blast. The little burrito thing that they're throwing stays somewhat contained in the netting of the trampoline. Mm-hmm. They came up with the idea. I wish I could say it was mine, but I was like, this game cannot be played in the house. And next thing I know, they're playing it in the trampoline. I'm like, you guys are so smart.
They are.
It's so fun
for them. My kids do the same exact thing. Throw Burrito lives on the trampoline, and they love it. The game is very complicated. The rules to the game are very complicated.
It is, yeah. And now there's Throw Avocado, which we just got as well. And you can combine it and do both the avocado and the burrito all in one game. And they figured out how to do it, and they're having a blast with it. But it's, yeah, it's fun.
I think Throw Burrito would be good for a bunch of 13-year-olds.
100%.
Because they could understand the rules, and it is really active. Outdoors could be really fun. But for younger kids, it's a little confusing. Mm-hmm. But that burrito is genius.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but I'm interested.
Oh, it's like a...
I mean, I've heard of it. I just never played it. Does the burrito actually tell you what to do?
Nope. Ours is an outdoor edition, and it's extra large. So the burrito
is
a huge blow-up burrito. And they basically just beat each other with it. There's two of them in the box in the outdoor edition. Two huge burritos.
Do you have to blow them up every time, or they stay blown up?
Stays blown up. It's like a legit good blow-up toy.
Huh. So ours are the indoor edition that they play outside. And it's like these little squishy, they're like the size of your hand burritos. And they're squishy and soft. But the cards tell you when it's time to duel or to battle or to war. And then those all mean different ways to throw the burrito. And if you hit them, whoever gets hit gets a bruise. And then how many bruises you collect, which are like little card things, then that tells you if you win or not.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good game.
It's a good game.
That's really cool. Speaking of outdoor games, were we talking about Yahtzee in the yard?
Mm-mm.
Yardzee? It's like giant dice and a bucket, and you like throw them out. That would be fun.
Yes, that does sound fun.
Another outdoor game that I've been wanting to get for the kids in the backyard is this. Oh, I wish I knew what it was called. But it's like a mini trampoline that you throw balls at.
Okay.
I don't know the rules of it, but I've seen it played. I don't know if like the other person has to catch it, but that looked really fun. I would need to invest more in some like outdoor yard games for the kids.
Yeah. I wonder how big that trampoline is.
It looks pretty small.
Okay.
Like even smaller than a one-person trampoline would be, because it's meant just for the balls to bounce off.
Okay. So what do you guys grab when you're leaving the house? You're leaving the house, you're going somewhere, kids may not be having fun. Do you grab anything, throw it in your purse?
I should. Like for fun things to pull out at a restaurant or thing? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen Kelly Hampton, who has the Spot It game.
I love that. That's one of the things I grab is Spot It.
Mm-hmm. That little card game.
It's a easy card game for like 2-year-olds can do it. But then even older kids have fun too. I grab Play-Doh and slime. Mm. I save all the slime that the kids get. I like birthday parties and school and stuff. I'm like, wow, you guys got slime. That's amazing. And I grab it and I put it in a box that's like my go box for if we're about to go to a brewery, and I know the kids are not going to be having fun. They're going to play with slime there because they're not going to play with it at my house.
Smart. Leave all the slime mess at the restaurant.
Yeah. So I was going to say slime, Spot It, Uno, now that they're older. And it has been so much more fun. We can try out a new brewery. They can play Uno, or we can all play Uno.
That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. There's also Uno Flips, I think it's called. Okay. Where there's two sides to the Uno, and when you have to flip it, then the game's a little bit different on the other side. Ooh. But it's not really complicated, but it is more fun.
Level up.
Yeah, it may not be called that, but it's Uno with two sides.
Have you seen Dose?
No.
Oh, that's so funny.
It came out with, I don't know how to play it, but I've seen it.
Same family?
Yeah, made by Uno. It's called Dose.
We always say Dose when we have two. Do you guys do that? Are we the only creative ones in the bunch?
You're the only ones that are fluent in Spanish.
We are fluent. We got the one and the two going pretty good. When we were talking about moving the coffee table and having more room, something I want to do more often, can you tell all of mine are aspirations? None of them are things that I'm doing in the moment. Because right now, I'm not having fun right now. But this weekend, my sister-in-law put on music videos for the kids while I was doing something, and they had so much fun, like Taylor Swift. And I just never think to put on music videos. I was like, I should do this more often because everyone's having a good time and they're kind of watching, but they're kind of not. They're mostly just dancing and stuff. But I want to put on the Tiny Desk series from NPR. They have a YouTube channel that would be so easy to put on the TV. Do you guys know that?
No, I've never heard of this.
Okay, so it's all these bands come in and do sets in this little studio for NPR. And I see it on my phone for Instagram, but I've never taken the time to look it up. But that could easily be put on the TV. And you're listening to a whole full concert that's like chilled out, like these amazing artists. And it's beautiful because you're watching it and it's panning around the room in a pretty way. So I'm going to do that.
That's smart.
And then you're also enjoying good music.
Yes, because the sounds of YouTubers ruins my day, and it is allowed
for
1 hour every day, 1 hour and not a second more, and it burns holes in my brain.
I do not understand how those YouTubers have so much energy, how they can talk, except that they get paid a bajillion dollars for every word that comes out of their mouth. Yeah, I am with you. I've started making Clara, she's mostly the one that likes them, wear headphones. So I'm just like, I can't listen to that.
Yeah. Mark Rober is a YouTuber that is approved. He's the only one that doesn't talk like that I've ever found, and is educational, and he's handsome.
Put him on the big screen. Why is it called Tiny Desk? Do they sit at tiny desks?
I don't know the history behind it.
That made me think it was for kids.
Me too.
Oh, can be.
I know you guys are all into this. How is your art pursuits going?
I was just thinking the other day when Lane wrote me a note and stuck it under the door that she was going to call the police because of art abuse. It was abuse that I was trying to have a family art night. I still have the piece of paper threatening to let everybody in on the art abuse. I was having everybody draw an abusive ice cream cone.
One night of art night she couldn't handle?
One night of art night. It was a YouTube tutorial. I got everybody their own, like, cool sketchbook, and we all had freshly sharpened pencils. They were organized by color. Like, it was so abusive. And she saw right through my plan.
Oh, were you hoping for a nice Instagram photo?
I was just hoping that we would all enjoy ourselves. Maybe for the gram. She wasn't having it. She left.
That's hilarious. But didn't you used to get a box too, Emily, for watercolors?
I did. And I have all the boxes and I need to do something about it. But
yeah.
I think I just put a lot of pressure on myself and then it's not fun.
Yeah.
But I really would like to. I think that drawing is a little bit less stressful for me.
Were you doing it on your iPad too?
I did do some of that. Yeah. I can't find the plug to plug in my iPad, so it's dead.
It's the same as your phone, isn't it?
Everything's dead.
Yeah. I don't know. I think starting grad school and then going to be a COVID nurse, all that's on hold.
Yeah.
But yeah. I feel close to my mom when I'm drawing, so I like to try to draw.
Yeah.
I'm just as good as she was.
She was amazing.
It was so good.
I am not doing any of that, but man, does my daughter love to art. And so my mom has a painting table that she, you know, always painted at. And it's a beautiful old wood table that, like, is really ornate legs, and it folds out. Like, right now, it's bohemian. Like, it would be so in style. I mean, it is in style. And that is coming. It's been in storage, and it's coming to my house later on this month. And I am so excited to set that up for Joni. And I'm going to put it right in the middle of this quiet room that I'm creating. So I think it might be on the horizon.
Yeah. I want to do a paint by number this winter. I've been wanting to do one since the pandemic hit. That was going to be my like shutdown project. And I just could never make the decision on which one to buy. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to do it this fall or this winter when it's snowing out and make some time for it. Maybe over Christmas break. Because I've always wanted to do one. They look so fun.
Like a custom one of like a photo or...
I know I've started seeing those ads pop up too on my Instagram. I don't know. It's the decision fatigue, I think, that makes me unable to move forward sometimes in the creative projects I want to do.
For sure.
Well, I did one. I thought my kids would love it. They didn't like it. So I'm currently doing one of Porter, but just pick a picture you like and then they'll make a piece of art out of it. Like if you want a family picture or something.
Yeah, maybe I will do that.
You feel like that brand was good? Like, was the paint good? And
oh, yeah. The paint matches the pictures perfect.
Do you remember the name of it?
Is that one brand that does?
I think I feel like it's like MII, but I don't know.
Just check the show notes. It's going to be there. It's all going to be there.
Just stop listening and just go read the show notes. I know this may be hard to hear for some of our listeners who live for endless summers, but for a lot of us, our minds are turning to fall and Halloween, which naturally sparks creativity from the costumes we pick to recipes we bake and the decor we put up. So let KiwiCo foster that natural creative thinking and channel it into hands-on fun for your kids. Discover hands-on science and art projects that you can get delivered to your door. One of the doodle crates that just came in the mail for us are these spool knitted crocheted animals. And let me tell you that when the box was open, there was an actual fight between Jonah and Clara on who would get to make them. I had to go to the website and see if it was possible to order one more box from their shop so that they each could make these animals. And they are super adorable. I liked that it was something hands-on for my kids to do together and to be excited about, and it's knitting. So, like, they're turning into handicraft people, I think. It's gonna be beneficial. My kids like these so much that when my mom asked for Christmas ideas for them, my only answer was, can you please buy them a subscription to KiwiCo? And so she did. All the way from Jonah, all the way down to little Maisie, there is a box for every single age. And my kids are getting them as a Christmas gift from my mom. You can get your child's super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered to your door every month. They're going to be so excited to see these arrive in the mail. The day the box arrives will be their favorite day of the month and yours because it means they're going to be busy for the next few hours. You'll be surprised at how high quality the materials are too. These are real engineering, science, and art projects for children. They really are well made. As a parent, it can be hard to find creative ways to keep your children busy and challenged, but KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together. There's something for kids of all ages. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription at any time. Scare up some fun this Halloween with KiwiCo. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. Get 50% off, 50, your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with the code MSW at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com. Promo code is MSW. Send this on to the grandparents in your life. They are looking for Christmas gifts.
All right. Favorite book. Just do it.
I like the Penderwick series.
Those for kids?
Yeah.
You like the Penderwick series for your kids? Did y'all listen to them on Audible?
No, we read them.
My Owen's blown through those too. Loves them.
They're well written.
Yeah, we read most of them. I don't think we read the last one. I feel like that should be a movie or TV series. I keep waiting for them to like come out with that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a new favorite author, which you maybe on Instagram, is Joyce Maynard. I read the book The Good Daughters. Did I? I talked about mm-hmm, this. It was my Giving Me Life. But I started a second one of hers called Labor Day, which that one was made into a movie with Kate Winslet.
Oh.
I just realized. But I started it on Labor Day. It felt very meta, I think, to do that. Yeah. And she is just a great writer with like captivating stories. And I love when I find an author that I just want to devour everything. So
does she have more books?
Yeah, she has a lot. I think nine books to go through.
Yay, I love that for you. Mm-hmm. That decision fatigue is so real with books.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Too many. I would like to eliminate some books just from the face of the earth, just to make it easier for people.
Yeah. Some people call that
book censorship.
That.
All right. I won't do that.
But you're right. Some books are just bad.
Yeah.
I have a problem with people want to sell like writing courses or whatever, saying like your story has to be told. Does it? I don't know about that.
Okay. I agree with you. And then I think it's important to tell our stories for our family. Mm-hmm. And I gave my parents that StoryWorth subscription where they write, like it sends them an email of a question about their life. And then they answer it in email. At the end, they're going to put it all together in a book.
Yes.
I was like, that is cool. My mom's always wanted to write a book. And this, I feel like, has given her that ability, and I'm excited to, like, have that and to read it. So, yes, I agree. Not every story needs to be published for the masses.
Yeah.
But I do think it's important to write our stories down for our family.
Is she actually doing it?
I love that idea.
Yeah, I think she paid for a second year subscription. This book is going to be like an encyclopedia series.
That's awesome, though.
I'm excited. I gave one to my dad, too, and my dad's responses are, like, what did you do for fun? I played in the creek. Period.
His is more of a trifold pamphlet.
His is a children's book. It's a it's a learn to read book.
All StoryWorth does at the front is are like, sorry. We put it in the biggest font we could.
There are two books that I wish that I hadn't read so that I could read them again, and they're both thrillers. Oh. One of them is You by Carolyn Kepnes, which came out obviously way before the Netflix show You that was really popular like 2 years ago. So that's a good one.
Is it scary?
Yeah, it's a thriller.
Is it like a horror?
No horror.
Okay.
No. And then the other one is, but did you watch You, the show?
I did not.
Okay.
No.
Then, yeah, I think I liked it.
I'm adding it to my list.
Okay. And then another one is The Yoga Store Murder by Dan Morse. That one's real.
Ooh. That's a real story. Like, it's based on a real true story.
Yeah. But I like thrillers because those are page turners for me. Now, Rebecca, a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that your favorite genre of book is page turner. Is that a real genre?
I wish. Okay. I think it should be, but unfortunately, I think that's very opinionated of what is a page turner for people. So I don't think like what's a page turner for me would necessarily be one for you. So I think it'd be hard to make that a genre, but I wish it was a genre.
Okay, got it.
When I saw that, I was like, I didn't know that was a genre.
Yeah, I was like, I need to find that tab.
Wait, okay. The Yoga Store Murder, the shocking true account of the Lululemon Athletica killing.
Yes.
What? Oh, I want to know about that.
Oh my, I'm adding that to my reading
list. And I don't know how I found both of those books, but they stand out for me. So I guess I like thrillers, but I also like true ones.
Ooh, and it's included in my Audible membership.
Okay, there's two of them.
Oh, good. Because I was worried that the name didn't sound exactly right.
Murder in the Yoga Store. Is that the one you read by Peter Ross Range? The true story of the Lululemon killing. But then there's another one by Dan Morse.
Oh, there's no telling. Because I read it so long ago. Why are two people writing the same story?
Right?
Get out of here with that. One of those books needs to be burned.
Well, I like the cover. I like the cover of Peter Ross Range's much better.
Is it pretty?
So,
because the cover that I looked at by the Morse guy was not pretty.
It's not pretty. It's got blood on a yoga mat, whereas the one by Peter Ross is just this person doing a yoga pose on the front, and I think that one's prettier.
Chalk outline. It's more creative. That's the only one that's included in my... I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, mine's in Kindle Unlimited, so I can read that one for free.
So you actually read them, or you listen to him?
I've been reading. I'm not a great auditory listener, so like 30 minutes will go by and I'll be like, wait, what just happened? And then I have to go back an hour to like catch up and figure out.
Got it.
And I really miss the practice of sitting down and reading. But that means that I don't actually do it. Like, I don't get through a book because I would rather watch Insta stories, or my body tells me I would rather watch Insta stories at night in bed. When really, I feel like if I just got my Kindle, I would really like that better overall. But wow, I can't believe this hasn't been... Did it happen a long time ago?
I do not recall. I forget things immediately after I'm done reading them. I probably could read these again and be super surprised.
I really am concerned that I might have some early on stage amnesia. No.
Whoa.
dementia.
On set.
On set.
What'd you say?
She said early on stage. None of that was right.
On stage amnesia.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's when you're on stage and you forget the whole play.
See what I mean? It's a big deal. I can't. Truly, though, like, people will tell me things, big things, sad things in their life. I forget about it. By the next time I talk to them, I can't remember movie plots. I can't remember books. Neil tells me all the time that he told me things and I don't remember.
You have babies. You have tiny babies.
I know. But it, yeah.
I have a hard time remembering things if I don't see them.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense?
Like, see it written out on paper or something, or?
Like, if my mom's like, my dog died, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that's awful. And then I'll forget. And then not until I've been to her house and I see the absence of the dog does it sink in for me. Does that make sense?
Yes. That's yeah. Exactly what I mean by, like, sad things. Like, I think I would remember if, like, their husband died or something,
yeah.
You know?
Do you need to apologize to somebody right now for forgetting that their husband died?
I don't even remember. Probably. Giving me life,
killing me softly. What's killing you softly, Em?
So I've really been enjoying going outside in my new backyard and having my quiet times in the morning when I'm not at work. And then the dog enjoys going out with me and finding, I don't know how she figures out how to be upwind from me, and she takes a dump.
Oh,
I don't every morning. Know
that works.
And I'm like, sorry, yeah, she lays some pipe. I don't know. How could it be more gross? It's so gross. Anyway, so then it just wafts through my time with the good Lord of the universe is wafting the poop. And I'm like, oh, do I just sit here and be mad about it? Or do I go pick it up? Because that wasn't part of my plan either. And why didn't you do it behind me? Or why don't you just wait? You have all day. What do you got that you're doing?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's killing me softly. It's now the way we do things. It's fine.
Mm.
Sorry. It's kind of gross.
Trying to think of a way to solve that for you, but the only thing I can think of is to, like, wrap your nose in a perfume-soaked tissue, and I feel like that might not be a great solution.
Remember, I did that in Ohio. I wanted to make my mask smell good, and I rolled perfume onto it, and it gave myself a headache for the rest of the trip. It's too intense.
I forgot about that.
Was there a bad smell? Why were you so obsessed with
it? It was a bad smell in the air. We were near, like, a water treatment facility or something. I thought it was my breath. And I was like, well, we're going to be shopping, like, all afternoon. So I need to fix this problem the only way I know how. Not with a piece of gum, but with very strong perfume in my nose holes. I know how you solve the problem. You pick it up. You pick up the poop and then you throw it somewhere else and then you move on with your day.
I think I should bring a bag out there with my Bible.
Yeah.
A Bible and a bag. They go together now.
Ugh, it's annoying though. My heart and soul are with you in this trying time. What's killing me softly is not knowing where to start with decorating a house. That's killing me softly. It's hard. I watched all this stuff come in from the moving truck as it was coming in. I'm like, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. I don't want any of that stuff anymore. And now I've actually gotten rid of a lot of it, but I have yet to start decorating. Nothing is on the walls, and that's fine. I'm good with that. And I think I'm going to put a lot less on my walls. So it's a good fresh start, but it is overwhelming. And that's that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big thing.
I would recommend picking just one room or one area of a room and then just, like, obsessively look at this thing.
Yes, I think that's a great idea. What has been done for me already is great. The girl that had this house before me, she replaced the light fixtures and the mirrors and then kept them all. And they are in a style which is somewhere between industrial and boho. And that's actually where I want to be. But then that's confusing. There's a wall right when I walk in my house that I think needs a cool mirror and a cool skinny hutch and some hooks for backpacks. So now I just need to go on, you know, Pinterest. But my problem with Pinterest is people don't live in those houses. So I need functional. You know, I need something that's functional. I have a hard time finding that. Like, realistic.
Yeah.
What's a realistic expectation for a wall?
Mm-hmm.
That's hard. Rebecca, what's killing you softly?
Well, there's been a beautiful new wooden front door for my house. that has been sitting sideways on my porch now for 6 weeks.
Oh,
oh man.
The house, like the outside house renovation, is so close to being finished. And the first two parts, the painting and the roof, happened so fast, relatively speaking. But now the porch railings and the front door have been put on hold for a very long time. And I'm just like, we're so close to finishing. I just want it to be done. And it's not. So
who put it on hold? You guys or them?
They did. So they had to special order the railings because the height was not something that is sold in stores. It's shorter than the typical height of the railings. So they had to special order it. And when he brought this news to me, he said 2 to 3 weeks to order it. I was like, great, I can do that. And then at the 3 week mark, I sent a little texty text and I was like, hey, so any news? And he's like, it's going to be 6 weeks. I was like, come on, man.
Oh, that's not cool.
So it should be soon.
It should be soon. It should, by next week is the 6 week mark. And I will send another little texty text to him and see where we are in the process. So
what do you think might happen if you do a collie call?
Ooh, take it up a notch, you notch.
I will at the 7 week mark make a collie call. Okay.
Wow, that's how you know it's a big deal that she's going to get on the actual phone. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, that's not fun. Yeah. So did I tell you guys, speaking of custom order things, I custom ordered a ladder for the loft.
Yeah.
And I waited and waited and waited. I really wanted it to be there by the time Katie and the family came so the kids could go up in the loft of the new room. It finally got put on a car, and then the car got in a car accident, and it got thrown off of the car during in the freeway and destroyed.
Oh no! That poor Etsy shop owner.
She gave me all my money back. She lost all kinds of money and time. And I said, "Listen, I did a lot of shopping. I really wanted you to do it. Would you please do it again?" And she never wrote me back. She refused to talk to me. Like, but I didn't run over the ladder in the freeway.
She's traumatized.
She is. She's like, that was the last straw. That was the last ladder.
Yeah, she could have just written and been like, no. But she just ignored all my messages. But that's fine. I found someone else. And he puts like glow-in-the-dark, Milky Way-looking stuff on the steps so that at night it's going to glow in the dark. So anyway, it'll be fine. But oh my gosh, I've been waiting for that ladder forever.
Yeah.
And then it gets destroyed. I was like, So blessings upon your railing and transport.
Thank you. It's not over until they are installed.
Yes.
If you're on a mission to be the best gift giver ever this year, it's never too early to start crossing off your list, whether you're shopping for mom, dad, teenagers, in-laws, or your best friends. Uncommon Goods makes it easy to find remarkable and truly original gifts for anyone. Uncommon Goods wants your holiday season to be stress-free, so check out their selection of thousands of items today. I found the perfect Christmas gifts for my kids there, giant gummy bear lamps for their bedroom. I don't know why they're obsessed with gummy bears, but they are, and I'm rolling with it. I've always loved shopping at Uncommon Goods for unique gifts. I even found some funky hanging pots for myself that are exactly what I was looking for some of my new plants. Who knows what holiday shopping is going to look like this season? Uncommon Goods has unique gifts, but they sell out fast, so shop now and get it taken care of early. No matter what they're into, Uncommon Goods has the perfect gift. From art and jewelry to kitchen, home, and bar, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. Not the same lackluster gifts that you can find just anywhere. What I love about them is they look for high quality products that are unique and often handmade or made in the United States. They have the most meaningful, out of the ordinary gifts anywhere. And if you've ever been to their website, you know that that's true. And with every purchase that you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back a dollar to a nonprofit partner of your choice. To date, they've donated more than $2.5 million. So to get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/MSW. That's uncommongoods.com/MSW for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommongoods.com/MSW. Uncommon Goods, because we're all out of the ordinary.
All right, and what's giving you life?
Okay, so I have signed a contract. I am moving to San Antonio for a couple of months to be a COVID nurse. And so I'm currently choosing which house I'm going to live in San Antonio. And it's kind of giving me life, killing me softly, because I keep like going up on the price.
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm like, oh, that one's cuter. When I'm not working, I'm going to really need to relax because it's going to be very intense. And I'm working like 50 hours a week on a COVID unit. But if I spend all the money on a house, yeah, then there's no point in being away from my family.
Right.
Anyway, so it's kind of a, but it's exciting to go shopping for like a 2 or 3 month long vacation that I'm on by myself. But then I'm like, it has to be not dodgy. Like the neighborhood has to be good. Mm-hmm. I don't know. So it's a lot, but I'm having fun.
So you're going to have a whole house Airbnb.
Well, yeah, because I want them to be able to come visit me. It's 5 hours away. So they're going to come visit when they can. So I don't want just a room, because that feels... I like the idea of having a room because there's people close by. Mm-hmm. But that also don't like the idea of having a room because then there's people like in the same house as me and I have to like share common areas. And I just need a little more space than that. But I also... Guys, I've never lived by myself in my life. Mm-hmm. So this will be my first time living alone. So the idea of living alone in a whole house feels like there's somebody in the closet, mm-hmm, in the back bedroom that I forgot to look at. Do you know what I mean?
So would it be cheaper to get like a one bedroom apartment and have them and go to a hotel when your family comes?
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's a good idea. Yeah. Here, it's silly, but I need the decorations to be something that I like.
Get a furnished apartment.
I have another question. Yeah. Are you planning on coming home after these months are over?
Yes, because my mortgage is cheaper than these rates. So, yes, I will come home. I don't know. So I'm enjoying the idea of finding a fun place.
Yeah. Are you looking for furnished places?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking for furnished, but I just need it to be in a pretty style that I like.
Absolutely.
I like the idea of an apartment because they know people are going in and out of those places. There's going to be a lot of movement, so I bet there'll be some wiggle room in availability, and you are around people, but you have your own space. No common spaces to be shared.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and the kids, I mean, honestly, my kids can sleep on the floor. I'm not worried about it. They can sleep on a couch. Yeah. Anyway, okay, well, I'll look at apartments.
Thank you.
Very cute ones. Okay.
Very cute ones. Google search that. Oh, it's your turn. It's what's giving you life?
What's giving me life, mm-hmm, is my best friend, Erica, just messaged me a while ago and said, hey, I'd like to come visit you, bring you all of the potted, huge, big potted plants that I've been babysitting since your mom passed. I'm going to bring them to your house. We're going to shop for plants and have like a nice lunch, a nice dinner, and then I'm going to drive back. She lives in Arizona. So she's going to do a 5-hour drive by herself for us to have a nice weekend and then drive back home. She just knows how to love me. She knows how to ask me to let her in, and she has a plan, and she is just perfection, and I really appreciate it, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a weekend when Brandon is home, and so we're going to just spend a little bit of time together, and then she's going to go on her way. She's just so kind, and I feel so loved by her.
I love that.
Every Enneagram 2 needs a best friend who's an Enneagram 2.
Yeah.
You need someone to take care of you.
Yeah, it's so easy and so enjoyable.
That is quite the responsibility that she had to take care of your mom's plants.
It is. And my favorite one died. And I'm taking it just fine. I mean, really.
Okay.
I was like, I will not let this thing, when it dies, I will not let it kill me again. And it didn't.
That's so great.
Yeah, it is a big responsibility, and she surely did it like a champ. What's given you life, Rebecca?
I have some small things. I think I've had kind of a crappy couple days, past 2 days. Yeah. School started, and it did not go as lovely as I thought it should, which I should have expected, but it was like really short days. And so by the time I dropped them off, I had to pick them up again. And I didn't get as much done as I wanted. And I think I'm entering a weird part of my cycle. Wait, is this giving me life?
Oh, no. Yeah, it was supposed to be, but that's okay.
Okay. But what I was going to say is to turn that around. I've been trying to – so things that help me when I feel like that is to organize something, like a closet or a drawer. And so I'm like slowly getting more of my house organized and purged. I love throwing things away.
Yeah.
I also have found the past couple of days, like I just have wanted to snack and eat everything. And so that keeps me busy to like organize something and
to avoid that.
I'm sure I'm entering some like part of my cycle that's like, because a week ago, I was on top of the world, and I could do anything, and, you know, I almost repainted the outside of our house. Not really, but
I'm sure that that's what it is. I like snack attack too.
Yeah.
All right. I want to quickly read an iTunes review from a sweet strug, Laura Ann W. Y'all crack me up. 5 stars by Laura Ann W. I love this podcast for a good laugh and helping me feel like a normal mom. You'll understand this accent in a little while. It just came out, but I did read this previously and this is how it made me feel. And so here we are. I wanted to let the lady complaining about the post office know that you can schedule USPS pickup service at your front door for free. I do it all the time. Just go to USPS website, find where it says send at the top, and choose schedule a pickup. You're welcome.
That's awesome.
So that must have been you, Emily, when you were returning everything. You had a Killing Me Softly that every weekend you were just returning things all the time. So you're the lady that needs that.
Oh, I was like, what lady was that? Oh, well, I love that. Thank you, Laura. That's so cute. I like her.
Is this George W. Bush's wife speaking?
Laura Ann W.?
Very likely.
It could be.
Is that what she sounded like?
I think so. And I think her name is Laura. And there's a W. It's just missing the Bush. But if I was her, I wouldn't put that on the internet either. I mean, not because I don't like, just for anonymous. Yeah. I think George W. Bush was the cutest president we've ever had. Aww. So,
okay, let's not talk politics this late in the show. If you want to leave us a nice review, help other moms find us, look for Share the Struggle in that show notes because you're going to be there figuring out what we were talking about this week. And here is the big sister question of the week. This one is actually already over in the Facebook group. And as far as entertainment goes, this group is very, very entertaining to me. Mm-hmm. I'm very impressed that they run that. They run that group. And there's so many. You just go down the list and it's like, wow, someone wants to know if you can freeze a whole chicken or how long that's going to stay good in the fridge. And someone's having infertility issues. And look, this one is having behavior issues. And everyone is just so nice and great. Okay, so this one is from Amy. She wants to know, she's got 2 cousin kids, 5 and 6. They're hanging out together all the time when they're doing family time. They can be just starting a bad habit of getting rude and disrespectful to us as the moms. They're being nasty when it's time to leave. I'm stuck. We can't threaten to not have our family see each other because we're family, but I hate being this way. It ends in crying. It's not easy. What would you do? So that's specifically for the big sisters. They are talking about that over there in the group. So if you join us on Patreon, patreon.com/momstrugglingwell, you will get access to that group and 100 plus episodes.
If you have a question for Big Sisters, you can always email us at hello@momstrugglingwell.com. And if you want to chat with us more and continue this conversation, we can all be found on Instagram. I'm at Rebecca Smith Online.
I'm at Kate Ordway.
And I'm at Hey Emily Thomas. Now, so what will your strategy be to struggle well this week? We gave you lots of game ideas, lots of movies, books. We didn't give you the names of any of them, but we gave you just a good idea of how you could search for them on the Google machine. Maybe you can find me an apartment in San Antonio. I'd appreciate it. It has to be cute. That could be your strategy to struggle well, and send me a link so I can book it. But really, if you like this episode, go ahead and share it with other moms so that they can struggle well, too. It would mean so much to us and them.
We're going
to
be back here in the main show feed in 2 weeks with a problem solved. So email us your problems, hello@momstrugglingwell.com. Make sure you're subscribed because we may solve your problem right here on the show.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Because we're all in this together. You're just mom. Struggling well.
Would you say or no? You said no about 3 times.
No, you just, well, because you went out for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, you cut out.
Lord almighty. All of that to say thank you, guys. Yes, that's what we were getting to. Thanks, y'all, for being here. Or being there, rather.
Yeah, I was like, hold it. What are we recording? Because I'm so confused.
Back to entertainment. Emily, take it away.
Oh, so I was giving me a Killing Me Softly. I'm sorry.
It's beginning to show that we woke up minutes ago. It's 6:30 in the morning. I was supposed to wake up at 5 to get fresh as a daisy. It didn't happen. I got a text from Rebecca that woke me up. I'm ready to record. And I'm like, oh no, I don't even have any clothes on.
I surely am not. And I was deep in REM sleep. I didn't wake up till a lot later in this story.
Man.
Anyway.
Well, I was here and ready and chip as a daisy, so.
Chip as a daisy is not an idiom.
Daisies are chip?
Yeah, Chip is like a broken glass.
Is it the phrase chippy? Chipper? I'm Chipper.
Chipper. Yeah, Chip is from Beauty and the Beast. He's the cup.
Can we go back to deep in REM sleep?
I'm sure Emily would like to.
I know.
Yes. When we woke up,
mostly there.
My dog wouldn't wake up. I thought she was dead. I'm not kidding. My good dog, the one I love.
I was gonna say.
So I had a little. Then I just left the room because I was like, "Well, I don't know what to do with that dead dog. I gotta go on a podcast recording." And then she jumped down the stairs after me. I just heard tinkle-ling-a-ling-a-ling, her little collar. So I'm gonna have to process that. How that made me feel, because I think of dogs and I think I don't like those dogs.
This is news to me that there's even one that you do like better than the other. I didn't know that.
That's the thing, is the good one gets lumped in with the bad one because the bad one's so bad, but the good one's so good. She does nothing wrong. She's the best, except for she plays dead real good at 16.
Wow. Yeah, the reason she gets lumped in is because everything that Brady does, she's right there. Not doing it, but there.
She's there.
Yeah, there's that Bible verse.
I was just going to say.
Yeah, bad company corrupts good character.
She's the runt of the litter. She follows whoever.
I think there's a Bible verse about being a follower and not a leader.
She's a dog. Kidding. Guys, she's nearly dead. Lay off.
If you can bring her in here, we'd like to give her a small lecture.
We need to make sure she knows Jesus before she dies, because it could be any moment.
It could be any moment. Could have already happened. Well, then we need to talk to you about how you're like, dead dog, let's record a podcast.
I had priorities.
It does remind me, though, of when my kids would, like, sleep in later than normal, like my babies would sleep in later than normal. I'm like, do I go check on them? You know, there's, like, it's a war in your mind.
You can never relax with a little baby, because if they're sleeping, you're stressed out. If they're awake, you're stressed out.
I know.
But it's a real thing. Strangely, and this isn't going to help anybody who has an infant who just felt comfort from what you said, I worried about that once. I got up, I went in, and Lane was literally choking on her own vomit, and it saved her life.
Yeah, so trust those instincts, maybe.
Yeah, because I'm not the mom who cares. If they're in their room, goodbye. But all of a sudden, I'm like, gotta go check on Lane immediately. And I went, and she was gurgling. She couldn't breathe.
That is wild.
She was 4. That's about
past the age where you are scared when they're sleeping. About
that. Yeah, it was so strange. That was definitely good. So,
you also saved her from drowning once.
Yeah, I saved her life twice.
Guys, the
and
topic
almost
is
killed her 3 times.
No, entertainment.
I'm sorry. Listen, children and dogs in danger is not entertaining to you.
This is going in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry, did you send us something about entertainment?
No.
Are we looking at things?
No, we are on the flibbity fly.
Okay,
I will just say. The problem with this. Okay, go ahead.
Please.
Go ahead.
What is the problem? I know the problem.
Tell us the problem as if we're not currently experiencing it.
What's the problem you're having?
Oh my gosh.
I missed it. Can you just tell me the name of it again so I can be in the conversation?
Yeah.
Just the name.
Mysterious Benedict Society. Emily Thomas.
I know. Did you see that there's a heart on it?
There is a heart on your coffee mug.
It was a gift. It was a gift.
Kate, do you see this mug that she's sporting?
It was a gift? I think it's very cute.
It is cute.
Wow, this is a step in the right direction.
She's becoming a real person. Do you like when we give you nameless things? That's all we got.
I know. This whole episode is, I don't know what it's called, but there's this thing.
Have fun with that, Kate. It's like an internet scavenger hunt for you.
Yeah.
We're giving you some entertainment.
I'm looking forward to it. And the people listening, I'm sure they love not knowing what we're talking about for an hour. We're doing a great job.
I think that's her name. Yikes. Wow, we're really nailing it today.
I'm done with that. I can't say any more words.
Sounds good.
Some people call that, banning books is like, I can't think of the words. Never mind.
Like Fahrenheit 451? Is that the name?
What do you call that when you can't read certain books?
You're not allowed to do that. It's bad. Is it illegal?
That has a name.
It has a name and it's negative.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up so I don't have to later. Please look that.
We'll just take it out.
Censorship.
Oh, boy. Should we move on to Giving Me Life, Killing Me Softly?
Yeah, because I'm 30 minutes late for my class.
Oh, snap.
Do you need to get your kids to school?
Oh, no, not their class. They are never late. I get them there as soon as possible. No, for my own grad school class.
Gosh, if I miss a class, I get a fail. If I miss two classes, I'm out of the class and I get no credit. Is this a big deal for you?
Wow. Well, it goes for like another 3 hours.
Okay.
It's on Zoom. And this is brilliant. At the end of every class, we have to write a 1-minute paper where we just take 1 minute and write everything we learned down. And then we have to write the muddiest point. What was the most confusing? What about what we talked about do we not understand? So then that makes you go through and think about what you learned and then think about what you don't understand. It's like brilliant.
That is. And it's helpful for her too. Feedback.
Yes,
instant.
Because
required.
So then she sends us a video, like just a real quick video or an audio of her explaining the muddiest point. She gets feedback of what wasn't clear. You have no choice but to think about the thing that you didn't understand, which then forces you to keep thinking about it in your subconscious.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I'm trying to Google it, but poo-poo lemon. Poo-poo lemon didn't come up with what I wanted.
Did you type that wrong?
Do you hear Gavin? Yes, the children are stepping on the scenes.
They sell out fast, so shop now to get
This is my game show host voice.
All right, guys, I gotta go.
Love you, bye.
Bye.
Love you, bye.